There's really only two alternatives available to an organization selling in a competitive market. You can either communicate a message of low price or of increased value and support. No truly competitive market will allow any one vendor to offer both. So what's your message? Why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me as a buyer, do I want to buy from you and your company? The easiest position to win, but also the easiest and fastest position to lose, is that of the lowest price position. It takes little to no selling skills to sell a message that we will be the lowest price vendor. But winning business based on lowest price means you have to constantly be cutting your price against your competitors to be able to keep this customer and their business. Customer loyalty is achieved when your customers see enough extra value and uniqueness in your company that they're willing to build a relationship with you at the expense of your competitors. Otherwise, why would they be so loyal to you when they could save money by buying from a lower price competitor? Customers naturally want to buy the lowest price possible, don't you? But the lowest price quoted won't necessarily always be the lowest total cost to your customer. In fact, the lowest price will never be the lowest total cost when all costs, opportunities, and exposures are considered. Your best immediate and long-term selling strategies don't have to be based on you matching a lower price. The best way to compete against the lower price is to communicate and prove how you'll instead provide greater long-term value compared to any of your competitors, and especially your lowest price competitors. How effective are you at communicating and financially proving to your customer why they're better off paying a higher price to achieve a lower total cost solution with you? Convincing a customer to want you and your higher prices will require you to quantify your value by financially justifying and proving how much they'll save due to your unique approach, added services, higher quality, more efficient business practices, or lower risk of doing business. Your customer will most likely want to explain or prove to others within their company how they are indeed buying the cheapest solution. You need to provide justification and documentation to prove how your higher prices are actually the cheapest long-term solution for their company. The best way to build the financial justification for your higher price proposal is to follow a 6-step justification process. The first step to financially justifying your higher prices is to identify exactly how much higher your prices are compared to the lowest priced proposal being considered. Successful financial justification is based on written and quantified costs and savings that are agreed to by both you and your customer, not just vague promises or guesses. You begin defending your higher prices by first identifying exactly how much of a difference you have to financially cover to prove you are the lowest total cost alternative. Ask your customer to review with you the financials, or at least the prices quoted from all of the proposals being considered, so you know how much savings you need to prove to still win the business. Remember the most fundamental rule of any financial justification. You never start a customer through a financial justification process unless you as a sales rep are positive you can conclusively prove your lowest total cost solution. Once you've identified the spread between you and the lowest price competitor, you next want to start building your hard dollar justification. Hard dollar cost or savings are the factual amounts that can be both proven and agreed to by your customer. If your lowest price competitor charges for shipping, but you don't, then all of their shipping charges can be listed as hard dollar savings for you and your proposal. Don't worry if you can't cover all of your pricing differences with identified hard dollar savings. Most proposals don't. The goal is to first identify your hard dollar savings to get you as close as you can to matching the math of your lowest price competitor. This sets you up for the next step of then covering the final financial difference with all of your identified and agreed to soft dollar savings. Once you've identified, quantified, and gotten agreement for your hard dollar savings, your next step is to now work to cover the rest of your pricing differences with additional soft dollar benefits and savings. Soft dollar costs or savings are the savings, benefits, or improvements that can be achieved by your customer, but just can't be accurately or easily quantified with hard dollars saved. How much savings can you generate for your customer because you're a local supplier, compared to your lower-priced out-of-town competitor? Though your customer will most likely eventually experience some type of added value or savings from you being a much closer supplier, the exact amount saved just can't be accurately quantified. After all, if the savings could be accurately identified, then it'd be a hard dollar savings. With you being the local supplier example, you might ask your customer, how much would it cost you per hour to have your production people standing around due to a late shipment? And the last time your supplier missed their delivery, how many hours of lost labor did it cost you? The goal with this soft dollar savings step is to identify the types of costs or savings that could be generated and then make those numbers acceptable to your customer and their financial justification. Let's say your customer has identified that he could easily lose over $1,000 in lost wages if a shipment was indeed delayed. Next, ask how many deliveries have been late over the last 2 years of their last contract with this lower-priced out-of-town supplier. If he says they missed one or two deliveries a year, you now have a potential soft dollar savings. In this case, you probably don't want to guarantee 100% delivery accuracy, so you might propose, Mr. Customer, do you think it's valid to assume that because we're a local and closer supplier that we could save you at least one missed delivery a year? That would mean you're now $1,000 cheaper per year with your cost justification for this account. One of the easiest and best ways to make identified soft dollar savings acceptable to your customer is to identify a savings number and then only use a percentage of that number for your actual savings. If you think you can save your customer two missed shipments a year, you might only want to suggest a savings to only one missed shipment to be included to make your financials more conservative and easier to agree to. What are some of the soft dollar justification areas you can identify and put some type of financial cost or savings to? Once you have all of your hard and soft dollar savings identified and quantified, your fourth step is to now discuss your proposed savings calculations with your buyer to make sure they agree and will sign off to others that you are indeed the lowest total cost alternative for their business. You need to work your customer through your justification numbers line by line. The only way you can win this justification is if your main buyer agrees and signs off on all the details of your financial justification. They'll never agree to put their name behind your proposal to confirm your lowest total cost if they have concerns that any of your numbers are exaggerated or suspect. Once you have your main buyer agreeing to your financial justification and your validation that you are the lowest total cost alternative, then your fifth step is to now teach your main customer contact how to best present your financial justification and lowest total cost solution to the rest of their company. The reality of almost all business-to-business buying is that you as a salesperson can only be present for at most 2% of the customer's total discussion and evaluation time. The only way you can win as the lowest total cost vendor is if your main contact will go on record to their company that they have evaluated your numbers in detail, have worked through the financial justification, and agree with the conservative nature of your justification that indeed has quantified that you are the lowest total cost alternative to their organization. Your buyer can most likely benefit from you providing them a well-organized big-picture story of why you're the best choice. Part of your job as a sales professional is to develop a strong and trusting enough relationship with your buyer that will allow you to help coach them through how to best present your lowest total cost solution. So what do you think of these six financial justification steps? By first identifying how much justification you need to prove, and second, quantifying all of your hard dollar justification you can, then step three, quantifying and reaching agreement for your soft dollar benefits and added value. After completing step four, building agreement and a commitment from your customer that you are the lowest total cost alternative for the business, you can then move to step five, teaching your main customer contact how to best present your financial justification and lowest total cost solution to the rest of their company. Once you do all of these first five steps, you should now be able to win the business. Once you do win their business, your sixth and final step is to now continue collecting additional hard and soft dollar justification to prepare for your next low-price competitive attack. Financial justification is a never-ending process with any long-term customer. The goal is to constantly be collecting and identifying both hard and soft dollar customer savings so you're ready the next time one of your customer contacts comes to you saying, "We've gotten a lower price proposal for these products and want to know if you're going to match these lower prices to keep our business." What can you start doing now to help prepare you to defend your business and still keep your stronger profit margins against these lower price competitive attacks? We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and financially astute enough to work your customers through these six financial justification steps and to gain their commitment to help you prove you are indeed the lowest total cost supplier? Thanks for listening.